Chapter 2. The first hints of autumn were in the air. Bright leaves of gold and red, from the holly and maple trees, peppered the damp earth as a soft, chill breeze whistled through the rushes of the meadow. The sun, a flaming ball of red fire, dipped below the western horizon, leaving a lingering glow in a sky fading into azure and purple. All across the hills, flowers closed their petals and bowed their long stems to the lengthening shadows of the night. High in the trees, the owls began to stir, and all around, fireflies danced in ritual. Great lumbering bullfrogs hopped to the banks of the ponds, peered meekly about, and began to croak. And from some distant unseen point in the wood, a lonely jackal wailed his mournful cry at the moon. At the crest of the highest hill in the meadow, stood an aging gray-furred wolf, eyes searching the thicket below. He was a large animal, with long pointed ears and dark slanted eyes that dimly glowed in the dark. His snout was long, and his jaws were still powerful, despite his advancing years. Sharp fangs, slightly curved, protruded from his upper lip. Lightly he stepped through the thick grass, ever keeping his gaze on the shadows below. Suddenly he stopped and growled. At the foot of the hill, nestled beneath the hovering branches of a tall oak, he saw her, a girl. A child of men. She was lying peacefully, with her eyes closed and her lips slightly parted. Her head rested against the trunk of the oak, her legs...